second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled. It was published by American Free Press. She is a contributing writer to the book Challenge to Genocide, Let Iraq Live. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. You may get a message warning you of some sort of virus if when you go to holylandunveiled.com. They, quote unquote, do not want you to see the images on that website and will do everything possible to prevent you from logging on, going onto that website, including scaring you. They use fear tactics. Imagine mm-hmm. that. The
imagine
government
that.
Using fear tactics.
Yeah, it's imagine. Yes, but this is a free nation. Americans can do anything they want. No, they can't.
Except go to your website.
They can't go to my website. Yeah, it's sad. And it's, you know, they keep, I just check my email. And, of course, I got a little email from my cousin who says, have you ever seen a Muslim hospital? And, I mean, it's just the usual predictable Muslim hatred and bashing. And it's just, you know, Americans have been played for fools for so long. I mean, think of we hate the Russians, we hated the Germans, now we hate all the Arabs. We hate everybody, and they'll hate us back. A lot of smart people don't, but they really look at this and think, these people just will not wake up.
Right. All righty, so, one of our listeners, Norman Podhoretz, said in his autobiography, which I've quoted somewhere, that the Cold War was to arm Israel. So yeah, I've got that in one of my books. I just can't mm-hmm. remember where I have that. But thank you to our listener. Let me just see what this other email is.
Can I just add something to that?
Please, please.
Also, this is a little known fact, is that the Marshall Plan that was supposed to rebuild Europe after World War II, the European nations that had been completely destroyed got less money from the American government than did the state of Israel, which did not exist.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's amazing. I mean, we destroyed Europe in order, yeah, to help build up this country of Israel, which is supposed to be our ally.
Right.
This is, I mean, when have we ever had so many enemies except after this relationship with this so-called ally?
And, of course, the whole Marshall Plan was to redistribute resources from the American public.
Mm-hmm. Again, Americans taxed out of existence to pay for more insane wars.
Right.
And, I mean, and it just goes on and on. As soon as we get the bill paid off, they start up again.
Sure. Or we may never actually get the bill paid off.
Oh, not, now we won't. I mean, now the bill is forever, yeah.
Right. Go ahead.
I think that's intended. I mean, just to strap this nation down so much that, well, I mean, you can see it on the personal level too. Americans are increasingly impoverished, so that they can't really fight back. They're trapped in this system, which is working against their interest, no matter what it does, whether it's uncontrolled immigration, export of jobs, wars. That's how it's done.
Right. Exactly. All right, let me just read a statement by one of our listeners, Candy. She says, I've been telling friends for years that the border checkpoints are there to eventually be used to keep us in. The cameras face toward the drivers leaving, not to people arriving, at least at the checkpoints that I went through in West Texas.
Interesting.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
Ooh, detail, yeah.
Yeah, she made another comment that we will read when we come back from our three-minute break. And we will also take calls at 800-313-9443.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Jennifer Dixon, the author of The Holy Land Unveiled. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. And Candy said during the early 1990s that when she was driving in Arizona outside of Yuma, that she went through military checkpoints, and that the U.S. military stopped all cars and were asking people, residents of the United States, where they drove from and where they were going. And wow. This is in the early 90s. Now, she's lived down there for, you know, in that area for some time.
Wow. So it is. And it's interesting, it's that area, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do they not want you to see? What's the surprise? Yeah, indeed. Frightening. Yeah, and it is also, the other thing I was thinking about in relation to the Boston Marathon event was that the two that are accused are Chechen.
Right.
And, of course, there's this game of pushing for this war against Iran, which is by extension a war on Russia. Russia has said that they consider war on Iran a war on Russia. So I don't know if it's to start drumming up the whole, you know, Muslim extremist thing and get that going, or to get the Russians trapped in a war on their south border. That might be part of it, you know, a distraction, a military quagmire on their own south border as something is generated against Iran. You know, all sorts of games could be part of this game, But I did find that interesting that they're Chechen. But of course, they are linked to the greater Al-Qaeda network.
Right. Of course they are.
Of course they are. And what's the proof? Well, they were on the internet and they had backpacks. There's somebody did a little interesting story on AFP about this. The backpacks, and they showed pictures, are too thin and too flattened to have been holding this device that set off the explosion.
Indeed.
So interesting. And then they say another government, which was supposed to mean Russia. So it's right. Just the game is interesting, the way it's played, manipulating people's behavior and trapping them. And the Russians are certainly not.
I'm sorry.
Not exposed to that, not manipulated the same way by the same group.
Right. Well, it's kind of interesting that I believe that Russia was under the communist rule from 1917 on. And that even when the wall, the so-called wall, went down, it went down because the country's locked up. It's totally under control. They've already seized all of the assets, seized and control most of the natural resources of the country. And when we think about it, there is one entity that controls both capitalism and communism. It is just two different ways of getting to their objectives.
Mm-hmm. It's basically a handful of people controlling all the wealth.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, Russia, I don't know. I think, I'm not sure about Putin. I think in many ways he's got a lot on his plate because there is this huge oligarchic group in there. The money went to the former Jewish communists became capitalists, and they locked down as much of the wealth of the country as they could. And they're still trying to get it from outside. I mean, they're trying to control that's Israel's objective, is to control and to destroy Russia's energy sector and to control the oil in the Caucasus and the gas and that oil again in Kazakhstan, which is a huge country. It's the size, almost the size of the U.S. Huge amount of oil, huge amount of other vital resources, mineral resources. Again, the same game.
Right. Right.
So, and they do it by pitting nations against each other. And while other people are fighting, they're in there scrapping up the stuff.
Right. And I really cannot say that I trust Putin because he pretty much caters to Israel. And I've mentioned this on my program before.
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah. Again, I don't know if he's playing the game to keep them, to placate them a little bit. I mean, on the one hand, Russia has resisted the encroachment of Israel on all the Arab countries, you know, and it's been the only nation to try to fend them off, but not successfully. You know,
imagine that. They just weren't effective. That great, big, huge country just didn't meet any success in trying to handle Israel. And Putin, remember, was former KGB. That's kind of like being former CIA or former mafia. Is anybody ever really former, or do they just say they are?
Right. Again, you don't know. But, my mind is not made up on it. I'm not sure. You know, the other aspect of this is Israel, being a nuclear power, is in the position to blackmail the European states, and they are on board saying that they do that. They have, Israeli statesmen have made that point, yeah. You know, but maybe they're doing the same to Russia, I don't know.
Yeah, could be.
Who knows? We at the deepest level of it, we don't know. Which
right.
is right.
We can just see what's going on, and if it's going on in this country, then we can assume that they are doing the same thing in other countries, using the similar tactics. Maybe they change their tactics a little bit. But I've noted that these people aren't really creative. They just keep using the same thing over and over again because people are so generally ignorant, and particularly of history, that they don't recognize that, oh, isn't this what they did in World War II? Or, oh, isn't this what they did in Vietnam when they lied to us and told us that they had to go in because there'd been an issue in the Bay of Tonkin? People just aren't putting it together.
Yeah, they're not. You're right. They're just seeing the same game played out time and again and falling for it. And it seems like Americans are falling for it more and more. That's frightening to me.
At least
some are. I would guess probably most.
Right. Now, in your book, you talk about having an interview with Mordecai Vanunu.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to talk about that?
Sure. Mordecai Vanunu, for people who don't know, is he's someone I'm not sure about either.
Well, you know.
He's long enough, you know, you get really paranoid. What was interesting, he was staying at St. George, which is an Episcopalian or Anglican, rather, because it's from Britain, hostel outside the old city of Jerusalem. That is East Jerusalem. So it was in East Jerusalem, but outside the old city, because the old city is in East Jerusalem. And West Jerusalem is the new city. It's completely Jewish-controlled, and so is half the eastern half. But so he stayed at that their hostel. He had been in a prison for 11 years in solitary confinement because he had exposed the location of a building that held the nuclear arsenal of Israel. The American government, though, the one thing that I'm a little wary of is the American government knew this during Kennedy's administration. It was one of the reasons he was off, but they knew that Israel had nukes, and Kennedy did not want them to have the nuke, and he also was making steps to print out treasury bills in addition to Federal Reserve notes. So anyway, but Mordecai Vanunu wound up being, you know, falling for the honeypot, which is a prostitute. I think it was in Rome, and supposedly, anyway, that's the story. They brought him back. He was escaping. They brought him back to Israel, threw him in prison. And then he told his story, and he's been interviewed by a lot of people about this, and he's, you know, they don't let him leave. He wants to go to the United States. He always makes that statement that he wants to leave and go to America. And so I don't know, because I don't think that his revelation was that startling, but I could be wrong. He could be completely genuine. And he continues to live in this hostel, but of course all these little, you know, activists go floating in and out of there. So, you know, he's got your number. And so that's how it goes.
Right.
And
yeah,
I talked to him, and, you know, anyway, there it is. He's fairly well known.
Right. And didn't they catch him because he was kind of fiddling around with this, an agent, a Mossad agent, and she kind of tricked him into coming, back to the...
I think they caught him. I think it was in Rome they caught him with the
right.
honeypot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the Israeli prostitute. Yeah. So, I mean, that's an old game. But, you know, double agents are old games. And false flags are old games.
Right.
They, you know, the Israelis, of course, have their fair share of those, including the U.S. Liberty and the King David Hotel. They wanted to get rid of the Brits. They'd had, you know, got what they needed out of them. And they drove them out of there. And also the Levant affair in Egypt, which they tried to, you know, is Mossad agents, and they wanted to start a war between Egypt and the U.S. And they were caught at the game before the thing went off. But it was going to be blamed on Egyptians. And it's just, you know, it's the same old story, and they keep doing it. And then, so that you can believe any of these odd events, particularly as they never even happened. Well, 30 years ago, this stuff took place in the Middle East. And now it's suddenly in America in the last 10, 15 years, ever since Columbine.
Right.
I mean, who would send their child to a school anymore?
Exactly, I wouldn't. Alrighty, we are going to take a 3-minute break. When we get back, we will take some calls. I see we've got some callers lining up. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Excuse me. All righty. Welcome back. Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. Her websites are HolyLandUnveiled.com and IfTruthBeKnown.net. All righty. Let's take a phone call. Let's take Barry in California. Barry, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna and Jennifer.
Hi.
From the left coast. I was talking with this lady waiting for some pizza, and we struck up a conversation, and she mentioned that her son came back from, I wasn't sure if it was Iraq or Afghanistan, and I said, do you know that a lot of them are coming back and they're messed up? And she goes, it's funny that you say that. I said, yeah, you know, you come back and they're having nightmares because they had to kill women and children, and I said, for what? She goes, yeah, I understand that. I told him about the depleted uranium and about the immunization shots that you have to take. I'm retired military, so, but I've been out for a while. And she said, that's funny. She said several of the guys that he was over there with, they all had kids that were either had miscarriages or they're messed up one way or another. So I gave her some food for thought. And then a guy at work, his son just went into the Air Force. I didn't know about it till now. And I warned him about the depleted uranium, if he has to go over there, and then about the shots, and that they need to get, go to a health food store so they can get, draw that stuff out of them every month. And people know. If you if you talk to them, you know, one-on-one, and you explain to them what's going on, they'll understand. But you can't do it when there's, like, several in a group. They'll tell you, oh, you're crazy.
That's interesting. Yeah, interesting observation. So people do know. And it's,
but
you're seeing that, yeah. Interesting. You know, one thing you didn't mention that's kind of fascinating is that there are more troops in, at this moment in history, American troops overseas dying of suicide than of actual combat. That's amazing. I mean, that's incredible.
What amazes me, they want to put a woman in combat? I mean, that's ridiculous. And then the thing with the Boston Marathon, those two boys didn't do it. Dr. K did an excellent job. He was on Deanna's show last week. But who was in the middle of that that broke the story? AJ from down the street from John's station. AJ did. And then you got who's that clown that was on Fox News, and now he comes out, and both of them will come out at the same time saying they know what happened. They get the pictures and all that. No, I trust Dr. K more, but I...
Right. Well, you know, Barry, regarding this Fox News, I figure if Glenn Beck, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and others in the mainstream media are stating that the Boston bombing was an inside job, then we have to ask ourselves what the congressional criminals are doing behind the proverbial curtain that they are distracting us from. When the controlled corporate media, especially Fox News, begins to purportedly reveal secret government maneuvers, it is obviously just part of a black operation. So is this confirmation of yet another one of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, in which they intend to totally destroy the population's continuously decreasing confidence in the federal government so they can offer a ready-made solution of a one-world government? What do you think?
Sounds plausible to me.
You know, there's a host, I won't mention it, on the weekend. He goes, oh, you guys, you know, stop bothering me about the pictures at the Boston Marathon and this and that. That's not important. And he's going, we got the true story, and it was that the uncle of the two boys worked for the CIA, supposedly, and that it was the Chechens that are involved. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, come on. I mean, we get people in the truth movement that, you know, talk about Hitler, you know, like they really know the true history. And that's why I listen to you, Diana. You need to hear both sides, you know.
Absolutely.
And we've been lied to.
We've been lied to. Absolutely.
I mean, we get so many, just one more thing. So many people in the truth movement, I keep hearing them say that, you know, Hitler was a bad man, Hitler was this and that. And do they really know that what's that guy that wrote the book, Jim Mars?
Oh, yeah.
Next time he comes on one of the shows, I'm gonna challenge him to debate someone from the other side.
But Barry, his book is on the New York Times bestseller list. It must be true.
Who runs that? Yeah. Who runs that?
It's you know, it's do people ever wonder why we're talking about Hitler 75 years later? Why don't we talk about Mao Zedong? He killed 60 million of his own people. Why don't we talk about that? Why don't we talk about the mass murder of millions, well over 60 million, of Russians by Lenin, by Trotsky, by Stalin, and their cohorts, and the government, who, as it turns out, was all Jewish. And I've seen the names, and I've seen also the leaders of the military in the Soviet Union.
Fascinating detail.
You're not going to hear about that, though.
Right.
Folks,
Barry, we do have to take a quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it, not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of Holy Land Unveiled. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. Do we still have Barry on the phone? No? Yes?
Yes. I could say something real quick because I don't get to come on very often anymore because of work.
But, okay.
We get these drones all over the United States, and believe it or not, where I live here in the high desert in California, we have one in Victorville, California, and then San Bernardino. Those are the two main ones for Southern California. And people don't realize what is coming, what you're talking about, with the, going through the lines and all that, and the checkpoints and all that. They're spreading them all over the place. And what happened in Boston, it's just another test to see how the people are going to react. And I'm from Massachusetts originally, and that just tore me up to see that. And they're cheering them on like they're at a football game. My word. And then when I was paying my food just a little while ago, I had a bunch of quarters. I said, the lady said I could change these for some FRNs, and the waitress is going, what's FRN? I go, Federal Reserve notes. You don't know what Federal Reserve notes are? She goes, no. I go, well, let me show you. And she goes, well, I didn't know that. I just did that to prove a point, like.
Good. We need to educate wherever and whenever we can.
Anyways, I'm gonna go so you can get some more callers in, and I thank you for taking my call. And Jennifer, keep up the good work. You're doing a great job.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the support.
Thank you, Barry. All right, let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. I'm going to piggyback on Barry. I was of the generation that you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. Was a probation officer for 17 years and fought the system as a union steward. And if anybody wants to see the ethic of that, The Company You Keep with Robert Redford is a great movie. Disappeared in about a week. I wonder why.
Funny you should bring that up. Yeah, I know that movie. Okay.
Yeah, it's a great perspective of exactly are you part of the problem or are you part of the solution and what are you going to contribute by your own perspective. But Barry's point is well taken. Okay, who's doing all the work? We are. Who's joining the Army? And I've said on this on the show before, you know, we are the ones that are actually carrying the load for them. When are we going to stop carrying the load?
Exactly. They're terrorizing us into doing that now.
Well, if we don't do it, like JFK or Andrew Breitbart or name names, we disappear. You know, we're gone. We're outed, as they say. I call it suicided because they picked the method. But when as a group are we going to stand up? And you know, I'm not criticizing, but I'm pointing out when I was a probation officer, we had a treatment mode called transactional analysis. And how do you keep people from being productive? You play the game of ain't it awful. Well, you know, I hate to say it, Deanna, but what are we doing here? We're playing ain't it awful. I've suggested that you read Joseph Atwell's Caesar's Messiah. They told us when they took over, it started at zero. They've been playing this game for 2,000 years plus. Okay,
of course.
They have it down to a science. They're disinforming, they're brain controlling, they're social engineering. You know, if you don't recognize that, like Barry does, and everybody he talks to probably does, but what are you going to actually do? I would recommend Corey Ibe on your network. He's telling you that you can opt out of the system because they
Exactly. And we've had people on this program talking about that, and we intend to have some other people. I'm bringing Bert back on so that we can learn how to opt out. And certainly there are choices that we still have that we can make. And we do talk about that. So
we're down to one. We're down to the local level, the sheriff, and the grand jury. If we can't implement that activity, it's all over.
Well, I'm sure you're probably right to a certain extent. But thank you so much, Dick, for your phone call. All righty, let's move forward. Let's take Ben in New York. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hello. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Well, anyway, I live down there. You know, I live in the belly of the beast where the criminals lie. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. And throughout your program, which is fantastic, it's all true. And the thing is, to them, the Palestinians are nothing but cattle, goyims, as the American people are. Now, the thing in Boston, if you read the Jew papers, you have Israeli medical team responded to the Boston attack. Why were they there? If this was on the plan, then the Boston attack happened on Israeli Independence Day, which hardly nobody mentioned. Then let's talk about the Newtown. People have maybe conspiracies to that. That happened. It was Hanukkah. And the thing is, the next day, they announced kids were killed that were six-year-old kids. Why six-year-old kids? Because six is a Kabbalistic number. Six born the star Kabbalist. So there's always some type of link or something that they're terrorizing Americans. And as you said, America itself is destroying itself by participating with Israel, such as you have these stupid Christian Zionists supporting Israel. We are funding Israel, starving Americans. Americans are losing their homes, and we're sending money overseas to Israel constantly. Why are we doing this? This is treason. Why are we allowing this to happen? You know what I mean? When Israel went to the shul in the temple, they hated the goyim. They hate everybody. They hate Christians. This is beyond belief. And we are, in America are allowing these treasonous people to exist with us. That's what they were kicked out of every nation.
That's all true, and it is sort of fascinating. I mean, I've often wondered about this, and I've often been really frustrated and just thought, why is it people don't wake up here? Well, look at America today. How many divisions are there in the society, and how have the divisions that once existed now been exacerbated so that we're fighting each other, and we're fighting the world. And we've been set up for 150 years. I mean, they brought this Christian Zionism stuff in with the Scofield Bible 150 years ago. But they, you know, the rabbis, the ex-Spanish rabbis that went to Amsterdam in which century? Oh, God. Anyway, 17th, I think. Yeah, 17th century. They got control of the printing of the Bible in English to England. That far back. And it goes farther back. I mean, they've been playing this game for a long time. And at this point, it's just because, I mean, look at American society. It's insane. There's no nation. I don't think there's a nation here anymore. I mean, a lot of people, we've got Christian Zionists, and we've got the gay movement, and we've got the black movement, and we've got the Mexicans coming in, and we've got 5,000 different kinds of Christianity, and how many types of New Age movements are there? And if it's Tuesday, I must be a Buddhist, and if it's Thursday, I don't know, maybe I'm a Cherokee Indian, and I'm going to, you know, it's nuts.
It is awful.
Americans
awful.
Are crazy, and they watch television all the time, reality
the
television.
Yeah.
People, you know, beat up on each other, if not physically, emotionally. The country just keeps going downhill. That's all being done through constant manipulation of the mind in so many ways. And so it's more than just a policy. That's going on behind the scenes, and Americans don't understand. They're busy fighting the Muslims. You know, they're busy fighting Hitler 75 years later. Insane.
Exactly. And the thing is, there's a lot more commonality with Christians and Muslims on virtues and values than there is with Judaism. Judaism is to destroy the world, rob the goyims, kill the goyims, take what you want. It's pedophilia. It's crazy. And when I was going to the shul and temple, I will look at all the stuff and ask the rabbi, what kind of crap is this? Oh, why do you keep asking these questions? What are you salvating? I said, what? I get so sick of the rhetoric and the crap when people keep bringing this nonsense. There is no such thing as anti-Semitic. They're not Semitic. It's only a Palestinians who are Semitic. And that's really a language. It's not a race, but you get high. You're so tired of
it's
the rhetoric.
It's just a word that's overused and overused. It's an accusation. They run the world by accusation.
It's always the Holocaust, which I call the Holocaust, you know?
Yeah,
you
it's always
so
there's victims. Yeah, it's rhetoric and an emotional manipulation.
Ben, somebody in the chat room wants to know, again, what holidays those events took place. Now, I know Hanukkah going on December 14th when Sandy Hook occurred.
Hanukkah was occurring.
Okay, what was happening? What significance was the Boston thing?
Oh, the Boston thing, it was on Israeli Independence Day.
Oh, okay, Israeli Independence Day. Okay.
Yeah. For some reason, they got to sacrifice some kid, huh?
Exactly.
It was sacrificed. Like this guy, Emir Tuor from Italy, who's a father to the head of the Vatican, they wanted to crucify him because he exposed the truth from way back. On Bloody Passover, which is what they do. It's always some blood sacrifice. Does it go on today? Yes, it goes on today. We building an old temple here, right? A Jewish temple, a synagogue, right? You know, they found the body of a dead child in there. I mean, they found the bones of a small child. What do you think that was? That must have been one of those rituals. And the thing is, people don't realize that this is in New York. I'm a Jew. This is New York, and Jennifer, this is the United States of Israel, not even the United, it's United. You know what I mean? And this is the whole thing. We are being taken over, we are being robbed, and the dumb goyims, they give up so much, the politicians, they give up so much for so little.
Politicians are hopeless, but they get, all you have to do is cut in a certain number of people, and you only need a few in every crowd, and there's always a few in every crowd. You know, the funny things, people talk about child sacrifice and all that. What do you think these wars are?
Child what do you sacrifice? Think abortion is about? You think that's
abortion,
just free
exactly.
choice? Heck
yeah.
No. That's child sacrifice, people.
40
exactly.
million or some incredible.
57.
I mean, okay, I'd lost track of the number. But anyway, that's mass murder. It's all mass murder all the time.
Right.
It goes, it's constant part of life. But we never talk about that. We talk about some incident, some weird incident, and then they talk about that for days on end, and they find their bad guy, their lone killer. In this case, it was two brothers. But, you know, it's the same. It's ritualistic. This is becoming a ritual in American life. You know, where the ritual maybe years ago, there was the 4th of July parade down Main Avenue. We are building, our rituals now are all mass murder, all violence. I mean, this, the, what about the sports culture? What about all the media that, I mean, it's all sex and violence, and combining the two, that in itself.
Well, that's it. We
you know,
we
it's
give
part
the
of this weird cultural transformation.
Right.
Jennifer, we gave them the power. In 1913, we gave them the power to print our money. They printed our money, bought up everything that had no value. They went out there and they bought up everything. On media, sports, everything. They own everything.
Right.
They really own everything. And the thing, well, they pervert, they keep perverting and feeding the goyims all this crap, all this nonsense. When I hear one of the people at the congregants, oh, the Palestinians, they're nothing but cockroaches. I think that's what flipped me out when it was making sense. I said, what do you mean the cockroaches? They're people. They're people.
Right.
What do you mean the cockroaches? So this was a point where I started digging into a lot of things. I said, I will always read books. I will read about everything, but there was never nothing on Judaism. Nothing. Unless you read the Talmud and like, you know, the garbage, but there was never a book outside of Judaism. Now there is.
Now there is, but yeah.
Right.
We're taught to hate one another, and it works.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying there aren't divisions. There certainly are. But there, it's being brought to a boil.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Ben, for calling into the program. We always appreciate hearing from you. All right, let's take Steve in Virginia. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you. I hate to have to ask this. It's just an administrative question this time, but we're having a terrible time emailing you. We've tried the different emails and from the site, and we haven't been able to get through. I was wondering, is there another way we can get through to you? We've been trying to get through to ask you this. I know one time the other week you were going to provide some sources for the Lugols, you know, for the health matters. And we haven't been able to. You said to email you, and we've just not been successful.
Okay, my emails are Deanna@Spingola.com and Spingola1@Yahoo.com.
Maybe that's one we should try. Spingola. What was that last one?
I really prefer that during the program, email me at Spingola1@Yahoo.com. Off the program, when I'm not doing the program, email me at Deanna@Spingola.com.
I have
had a lot of email lately. I'm probably behind, but I do not remember getting anything about the Lugol's solution. But email me
The man who does the coordinates the calls at the headquarters, he did say he was going to send you our email, which I did give to him to send to you, but I don't know if he was able to do that. That was, of course, off air, but I don't know.
Email me and I'll try and get it answered. Deanna@Spingola.com. Deanna@Spingola.com.
Okay, we'll try that. We'll do that. Okay, well, thanks again, and we're hearing the show. It's great. We really appreciate your show, of course, as always, and the wonderful guests, and we're really all supportive of the lady who's speaking today. People need to wake up.
Absolutely, we need to know what is being done in our name.
Yeah.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks again.
Exactly. What is being done in our name? Who's taking the heat for all this? The American population. And who's benefiting? Ha-ha, not us.
Indeed.
You know, it is amazing how it goes on and on. But maybe bit by bit, people will begin to wake up.
Exactly. All righty, let's take Steve in Colorado.
Hi, we're being terrorized. Let's face it. Really, it's nothing to laugh about, but it's amazing, you know, everything I hear on the news, if something happens, I'm like, okay, well, now I got to find out if this is true or not, because I'm not going to believe in the mass media official, so-called official story. And the last guy on the phone was really cool. I mean, you know, it sounds like he could be another good friend of mine that sees the world the same way I see it and the way you guys see it. I'm just not educated yet as of Hitler, and I don't see him as being a great guy or a hero, because I still believe that he was funded and, you know, with some big names out there and some huge families behind him.
Steve, that's been discredited frequently on this program, but if you're a new listener, you probably have not heard those programs.
Yeah, I am. So. I'm quite new. I don't want to even bring that up. What I wanted to bring up is, you know, I'd suggest that some people get out there and ask their friends, or if they're married or something like that, to give up their Facebook, profile and see what happens. Do they give it up, or do they break up with the person that they're with?
All righty. Steve, you're welcome to stay over the break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
It. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Today has been Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled. It was published by American Free Press. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. We still have Steve from Colorado. Steve, did you have another question or comment?
Yeah, hi. I just want to say a couple of things, like, you know, about the Bibles that you just mentioned, but also Facebook. It was a good idea, but I think now it's the biggest spy program, and, you know, and it's the biggest distraction, and I, you know, I'm at the point where I'm wondering if people actually give up their accounts, you know, and they're so, like, locked into this that I think it's not a good idea. They want you to be on instead of you being off.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, other than that, I just wanted to say that I don't go by the NIV Bible and the King James Bible. I go by the Geneva Bible. And if anybody wants to see a good documentary, it's called The Lamp in the Dark. And I think it's by Christopher Pinto is the director.
Okay.
You guys would really check that out. I mean, it's really a two-hour documentary. It reveals the Catholic Church and how many people were slaughtered because they couldn't make these Bibles in their own, you know, their own language. Yeah.
We're running out of time, but Steve, thanks for your information and thanks for calling in. Somebody emailed, an Israeli student finishes high school without ever hearing the name Henry Yagoda, Yagoda. He was the greatest Jewish murderer of the 20th century. He was the GPU's deputy commander and the founder and commander of the NKVD. He diligently implemented Stalin's collectivization orders and is responsible for the deaths of at least 10 million people. His Jewish deputies established and managed the Gulag system. After Stalin no longer viewed him favorably, Yagoda was demoted and executed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, that was...
Go ahead.
All that mass murder that took part in the East preceded whatever did or didn't happen in Germany years later. And, yeah, Genrikh Yagoda. They would never have heard of him. Or Beria. I bet they hadn't heard of Beria. I bet they hadn't heard of Kaganovich. Check them out. Check out those names. As a matter of fact, I'm not just to keep plugging myself, but I did do a CD on the subject of the early years of the Soviet Union and what happened and who was running the show. So it's on my other website, if truth be known. So
great.
It's, you know, there's a lot. It's all information. Learn, learn, learn. Just keep learning. And
right.
Keep thinking and keep questioning. I'd like to, you know, I'm looking at this page. I want to say this. I know the show is about to wrap up. And I'm looking at this page on AFP. It's written by Pat Chan and his article. And he's just questioning the official version. You see this picture. It's interesting of the one of the boys, the younger one, with his backpack. It looks like there's nothing in it. And yet, the device was a 16-inch pressure cooker. It blew up the backpack, and the backpack that was blown up is not the same backpack as the backpack on his back. Right.
Indeed.
There. I mean, they're not even careful.
No, they're just being blatantly inefficient, and
yeah.
And I think people just still don't ask questions.
They still don't. They're still on Facebook.
Goodness.
They're still going to the game.
Yeah, they sure are. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for being on the program today. I really appreciate your work and your being a guest. And let's do this again.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Deanna. Enjoyed it very
All
much.
Right.
One more. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.